D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
It is trifecta time here at Fannin Tree Farm at 420 on the Hard Line. Time for us to remember those who have recently passed away by taking a moment to consider how much they mattered, Corby, and whether they have the credentials to gain a room in a fresh and, I think, empty three-bedroom apartment in the sky. Right?
Totally empty.
We filled up 502, maybe, or 503?
Yep. Okay. We have a brand new one. So today we try to induct a man whose name, let's see, how old would you have to be for George Wendt to be a household name? Over 40?
Yeah, probably.
Probably so.
I'm 30. I'm 30, and I mean, that was a legend for me too. Just
yeah,
was
absolutely.
It really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. George Wendt checked out yesterday at the age of 76 years old. He born in Chicago and was a veteran of Second City, the noted comedy house.
City.
Yes, in which I would. It just seems like that you either come from Second City if you're from Saturday Night Live or you're on the Groundlings out in L.A. But he was a part of Second City at first, sweeping the floors before making his way up through the comedy chain. Had never acted in his life, and before that, he was a he wanted to go to college and get an economics degree. And being from Chicago and going to a Jesuit school, he was admitted into Notre Dame. In which famously he was expelled for having a very Blutowski 0.0.
Really?
GPA.
Did he even go to class?
I don't guess so. It's kind of awesome, though. So he gets into Second City and starts his acting career. And as the 70s progressed, he starts showing up. And it's kind of the same formula that all these guys take where you're...
Yeah.
Oh, Donovan made it.
Well, well, well.
Hello.
Let's welcome Donovan Lewis to the program. Our 11th Supreme Court Justice.
A little behind.
Okay.
Very busy.
Or 7th.
No, you guys are right. I'm sorry. I was held up. I apologize.
That's okay.
Never apologize.
It's okay. We're discussing the great George Wendt. We're discussing the great George Wendt, and after Second City, he starts doing small TV shows, small films. He appeared in the 1980 film My Bodyguard, very underrated movie. He had small roles in Taxi, Soap, MASH. He landed his first role as a series regular in 1982 on a CBS sitcom called Making the Great, and as he says, the greatest gift that was ever given to him in his life was that show being canceled six episodes into spring of that year.
Okay, I'll hang up.
Oh. Because...
Hello.
Hey, there he is. There he is. He made it. Because in 1982, he was cast to be a regular in a brand new sitcom known at the time as Cheers. And all told, after he got that role, he appeared as Norm Peterson, the lovable everyman beer drinker who sat at the corner of the bar. He was in all 275 episodes of Cheers.
Goodness.
How much money did Norm spend at that bar?
A lot.
I think it was a joke that his tab was always open. Like, he never got to close it.
Probably so, yeah, yeah. So he was so good and so perfect in that role. George Wendt got 6 Primetime Emmy Award nominations for Best Supporting Actor in a row. He was nominated damn near every year of that show.
Wow.
Yeah, and he and Cliff Clavin, John Ratzenberger, they were like the Greek chorus. They were there reacting to everything.
Yeah, they were perfect. He was so perfect. Everybody remembers the entrances into Cheers as he describes it. He said when asked about the entrances and the subsequent jokes that he would always tell, he was like, well, they did it in the very first episode. And they noticed that when Norm entered, there was about a 10-second lag between him entering and being able to sit down at the bar. And so the producers and writers, they were like, what a golden opportunity to insert some sort of silly, campy joke as he walks toward his seat. And so here they are.
Good evening, everybody.
What can I do for you, Mr. Peterson?
You elope with my wife. What do you think? Afternoon, everybody.
Norman?
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear. Afternoon, everybody.
How's life in the fast lane, Normie?
That beats me. I can't find the on-ramp. Evening, everybody.
Norman?
What's happening, Mr. Peterson?
Question is, Woody, why is it happening to me? Evening, everybody.
What's going down, Mr. Peterson?
My cheeks on this bar stool. Afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, can I pour you a beer?
Okay, Woody, but be sure to stop me at 1. Make that 1:30. Afternoon, everybody.
How you feeling today, Mr. Peterson?
Poor.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, I meant poor. Take. Afternoon, everybody.
No!
How are you today, Mr. Peterson?
Never been better, Woody. If just once, I'd like to be better. Afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, what do you say to a cold one?
See you later, Vera. I'll be at Cheers. Afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, how's life?
Well, the plot's okay, Woody, but it kind of falls apart at the end.
So, of course, it was one of the more famous parts of that show. It goes on to be probably considered one of the top 10 sitcoms in the history of television, and that made him a superstar of the highest order as just your basic everyman. Later on in the run of SNL, Cheers, he was set to host Saturday Night Live in the early 90s. And at the time, one of the writers, Robert Smigel, had created this bit called the Superfans. The Chicago Bears superfans. And Robert Smigel was not a Chicago native. He was a New York guy through and through, but he loved going to Chicago and listening to all those Bears fans talk about just how great the Bears were, even when they weren't. So they made this... Worshipping Mike Ditka. So they made this bit, and they did it surrounding Bill Swirsky, who was Joe Mantegna, the actor. So Mantegna was a very popular actor at the time. They get him on to host the show. They do the original Superfans with Joe Mantegna as kind of the leader. Well, then a couple of months later, George Wendt hosts, and Joe Mantegna never does it again. George Wendt became the face of the Bears Superfans, and whether or not he was hosting SNL or not, they would throw him in there along with Mike Myers and Chris Farley. And Robert Smigel would do the accent himself, too. So there were four of them. They worshipped the Bears. They worshipped all things Chicago. And so here is just a random one. Now, again, this is from a different time. I would like to just let everyone know, as I poured through these this morning, I was laughing my ass off. I love Mike Myers and Chris Farley's character in here. But Wendt is the host, and things get a little sideways at the end.
Now, what if the Bears were to enter the Indianapolis 500? What would you predict would be the outcome, huh?
How would they compete?
Well, let's say they rode together in a big bus.
Is Ditka driving?
Of course.
Then I like the Bears.
Sure.
Yeah, I gotta go with the Bear Bus.
The Bear Bus. All right.
That's full of Bears.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I may still have to go with Mears. You know, but you guys figure it out.
That's all right, Pat. There are no easy questions in this life, my friend. Except for one. That, of course, retaining the triumphant party in next year's Super Bowl.
I know of whom you speak.
Let's just say that the winner shall be a certain team from a certain Midwestern town that starts with a C, ends with an O, and in the middle is Hickag. Ma'am?
You know, believe it or not, Bob, according to the odds makers, San Francisco is favored to win the Super Bowl.
San Francisco, huh? Well, then you know he's going to be happy about that, then, huh? The queers.
The queers.
Well, we'll see you next week. Now, what if the Bears had entered a Preakness? Huh?
So he became, indeed.
But it rhymes with Bears.
Right, yeah.
Kind of.
Man, there's some great video of George Wendt and Michael Jordan together in 1991.
Yeah, because the Bears fell off so far, but they saved a bit because they just switched to the Bulls.
They did, and Michael Jordan. And they took this thing on the road. There was like a comedy roast to Michael Jordan that was done in Chicago that wasn't on TV, but they filmed it, and they're together. It's hilarious, man. So he went on to be a regular in several other random TV shows and things like that. But George Wendt is definitely most known for Cheers.
I can't tell you how influential the Superfans were at our playground. I don't know about you guys. I mean, we were obviously in high school or college, but that was referenced. That particular skit, like
all the time.
The Mears stuff and his dick driving the bus. Like we all recited that to each other.
I know. It was awesome. So, and you were a fan of Cheers, weren't you, Donovan?
100%. Love the show.
I honestly don't know anyone our age that wasn't, like, on board with Cheers. It was so smart. Adults
Thursday
loved
night
it.
Was must-see TV. Cosby, Cheers, Family Ties, Night Court. It was the best.
Simpsons started on Thursdays as well.
Yeah, and I think, but not on NBC.
No, I know. Yeah. I know, but I remember Cheers and Simpsons being very important in my college years.
And also, I think Cheers in its final season was the lead into Seinfeld. I think that's how they kind of
passed that torch.
Yeah, I believe so, or Friends or one of them. But, yep, George Wendt checks out at the age of 76.
When's the last time you watched a Cheers episode?
I don't even know what it's on.
I don't either. It's got to be out there somewhere.
I'm sure. I feel like I saw 95% of them. Lando?
It's definitely on Hulu because I've watched episodes recently. So, yeah, this one hurts. I love George Wendt.
Yeah, we all do. Sod?
Absolutely. For me, it wasn't so much Cheers. It was super fans, but, yeah, absolutely love them.
Ham? Donnie?
100%.
All right. Well, there you go. There is the moral majority spoken. George Wendt.
Unanimous.
Unanimous. Enters into the apartment all by himself. We'll see if he can get anyone worth a damn to join him up there.
Bears.
Donnie, thank you very much.
You guys say hello to a tree for me, okay?
We will. We will indeed.
Bye, Donnie.
I might hug one for you.
Go Stars, Donnie.
Go Stars indeed.
Indeed.